On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Johannesburg 25, Pretoria 26, Rustenburg 28.
In Morningside on Rivonia Road southbound, a collision at Calvin Drive causing slow moving traffic.
In your sport, the draw for the 2026 FIFA World Cup takes place in Washington today, and Siya Kolisi could soon be heading to Japan.
The city of Tshwane says teams are hard at work to attend to multiple power outages. This was caused by continuous downpours accompanied by strong winds. The Metro spokesperson Selby Bokaba says since the start of the rainfall on Sunday, teams have registered major outages across Tshwane.
Region 3 incorporates the CBD, Pretoria West and parts of Pretoria East. A total of 5,556 block or single outages were reported throughout the city's seven regions. More than 4,000 of these outages were reported in Region 3, representing 78% of the total number of single outages.
Now for today's big court news, and the high-profile Thabo Bester prison escape case returns to the Free State High Court in Bloemfontein today. What's expected? Well, the judges are set to hear updates on both legal representation issues and Nandipa Magrumana's pending constitutional court challenge. Bester, Magrumana and seven others face a wide range of charges, including that of fraud, arson and money laundering. It's linked to Bester's dramatic and brazen 2022 escape from the Mangohung Correctional Center. Mangaliso Kumalo is more.
The matter involving convicted killer Thabo Bester and his co-accused Nandipa Magrumana is expected to come before the Free State High Court today, with several unresolved issues likely to shape the proceedings. The court is still awaiting clarity from the Constitutional Court on Magrumana's attempt to challenge the lawfulness of her extradition from Tanzania. This challenge has stalled the trial since the Supreme Court of Appeal dismissed her application earlier this year. Today's appearance is also expected to confirm whether the apex court has taken action on the matter and whether the long-delayed trial can be scheduled. Today's proceedings will determine whether the case is finally edging closer to trial. Mangaliso Kumalo for Jacaranda Newswatch.
President Cyril Ramaphosa says South Africa needs men who have respect for women and who are compassionate, accountable and strong in character. He delivered a keynote address at the Free State Provincial Men's Indaba yesterday. South Africa is currently observing 16 days of activism against gender-based violence. To the Cape now, and the Cape Winelands District Municipality's fire services have made progress in attempts to contain fires in the Boer Swarmoed Pass and De Doorings, as well as Boinkies Rivier. The blaze broke out this week. Here's the municipality's Joanne Otto.
There are two areas of concern this morning. A fire line in the direction of Cirrus, very high up on the mountain in an inaccessible area, which crews will address as it becomes accessible. And on the opposite side of the mountain in the direction of Tilbach, the fire line is burning in an area where teams are actively engaged in protecting Eskom pylons and preventing the fire from crossing fire breaks in that area.
And TikTok says it will comply with Australia's imminent ban on under-16s joining social media on the day it comes into effect. Australia's world-first legislation kicks in next week, curbing the world's most popular social media platforms, including TikTok, Instagram and YouTube. Companies face hefty fines if they fail to take responsible steps. I'm Chanel September, More News at 9.
All right, your chance to win 50,000 Rand cash now. If you can tell me what makes this sound, it's the brand new secret sound. I think it's probably the easiest one for the year, I think. If you want to drop an SMS, if you want to play, first word is secret with your name to 37942. Here it comes. What is that? And it's brought to you by our